Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show discussed in plain English and none of that confusing technical jargon. Yes, we do cover topics like computers and great websites and televisions, cameras, cell phones, but it's all in a language you can understand. Even if your VCR is still blinking 12 o'clock, you'll understand this show. Even if you still have a VCR, you'll understand this show. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for free tips, tools, and articles. New articles this week include holiday craft ideas for kids using your computer, how to stay in touch with loved ones using web cameras, and how to plan the ultimate New Year's Eve bash with programs like Windows Live Events. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Well, on today's Tech Talk, the best video games of 2007. Roughly 40% of all games are purchased leading up to the holidays, and for good reason. Kids, and kids at heart, love receiving games in their stocking or under the tree because, well, they're fun, and they're relaxing, and, you know, they can help blow off steam after a bad day at the office or school. And, you know, hey, it's a great way to stay warm as well over the winter holidays. Just sort of snuggle up to a fun game in front of your TV or computer, even a handheld game, and cozy up to a fire, and it's a great way of passing the time. So whether you're into sci-fi shooters or Sudoku puzzles or something in between, like fantasy role-playing adventures, racing simulations, or sports games, there is something for everyone when you walk into your local gaming store. And so today, we're celebrating the best of the year, and it's perfect timing as you're likely compiling your gift list. And so on today's show, we are joined by Ryan Biden from Microsoft to chat with us about the success of the Xbox 360 video game console, as well as games for Windows if you prefer to play on your PC. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Thanks, Mark.
Always great to have you. You were here on a few weeks ago. Actually, it was a couple months ago when Halo 3 came out in September. Huge success. We'll talk a bit about that this hour. Great. And it's great to have you back.
Well, thanks.
So, hey, Ryan and I are going to answer your questions that you might have about any Xbox or computer game, or even if it's another gaming system like Nintendo or Sony. We'll do our best to answer your questions if you are looking to buy that perfect gift for someone on your list that you know will love games, be it, say, a 6-year-old girl, a 15-year-old boy, or even a senior. I'll talk a bit throughout this hour about the brain age games, which are great to keep your mind sharp, and they have been a huge hit with elderly players. So not only can we answer your questions about buying games for the holidays, but we also want to ask you, what was your favorite video game of 2007, and why? You can't just call up and say Mass Effect, or, you know, Super Mario Galaxy. We want to know why this was your favorite game of the year, and you can tell the rest of the GTA what they're missing out by not playing these games. And for those that still think video games are about, like, munching dots and chasing ghosts or electronic table tennis, boy, we're going to give you an eye-opening hour here as Ryan and I tell you and explain to you as best we can with words instead of images what you can do with today's games. I mean, truly, this is a very immersive, interactive entertainment. I mean, it's a new form of storytelling that is incredible. Like, Ryan, with Mass Effect, which came out last month from Edmonton's BioWare, very cool Canadian company creating this role-playing game, there's something like 100,000 lines of dialogue. Mm-hmm. Which is like 4 or 5 feature films together.
Well, that's it exactly. I mean, the game actually plays and feels a bit like a choose-your-own-adventure, but like a movie. I mean, it's sort of this epic space opera saga where it is very much like you're experiencing a movie and you get to choose sort of how that movie plays out.
It's even more gratifying than a movie because you're not spoon-fed sort of a linear story. You get to choose which planet to go to or which galaxy to go to, depending on the kind of mission you're in the mood for.
Yeah, and there's lots of really material choices that you make throughout the game that it impacts sort of your squad, your friends, the universe, the outcome of the story. I mean, lots of that very real and meaningful interaction with the story.
Awesome. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you the phone numbers to call in with either your questions about buying a gift for a loved one, or if you want to tell me your favorite game of the year and why, I'm going to give you the phone numbers, and then I'm going to tell you the great prizes we have this hour, courtesy of Ryan Biden from Microsoft. The numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 CFRB, 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or *8255 on your cell phone. So even if your thumbs are swollen from playing games all year, no problem. You're going to dial with your fingertips. All right. So here's what we're going to do. The first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win a Gaming for Windows prize pack. It consists of the award-winning strategy game Age of Empires 3, where you play through different moments in history as different civilizations, Spanish, British, French, Russian, German, Dutch, Portuguese, and so on, and two expansion packs, one called the Asian Dynasties and the War Chiefs, which is based on Native Americans, I believe, Native Indians, all right? And we're going to also give away Flight Simulator X, the deluxe edition, which is also an award-winning flight simulation with photorealistic graphics, and an expansion pack called Acceleration. Those five boxes are going to go to the first caller after the 12:30 break, the first person who gets on the air then. And these are games for Windows. Some of them are DVDs instead of CDs, but most computers that you buy these days, whether it's a laptop or a stationary desktop, have a DVD player as well. Now, it's a little bit trickier with our last giveaway, so please listen up. The last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win an Xbox 360 gaming prize pack. So you need an Xbox 360, or hopefully planning to buy one if you don't have one, in order to take advantage of these games. If you are 17 years and older, we're going to give away a copy of Halo 3 and Mass Effect. Two amazing video games. Dwayne's nodding here. Two amazing video games from 2007, Mass Effect and Halo 3, but they're rated M for mature. So you have to be 17 or older to get that prize pack. If you're not, fret not. We have Seen It, which is a game based on the popular Seen It. It's a board game, or how do you...
DVD board game.
DVD board game with four controllers and the trivia game itself, and a copy of Viva Pinata Party Animals and PGR 4, Project Racing 4 Racing. So if you're under 17, you're going to get that Xbox 360 prize pack. You know, I've never spent 5 minutes discussing the prizes, but you know it's a good day when, right? So our listeners are going to love it. 416-872-1010, 1-800-560 CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. The best games of 2007 is our theme. So, Ryan, let's get the ball rolling while we're waiting for the lines to write up. And I'm going to ask you, what's new with the Xbox 360? I know there was a couple of big announcements lately.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff going on. One is that if you don't have a 360, you can now get one for $299 with the Xbox 360 arcade console. So new entry-level console to get you into the game and everything you need to get started.
And five games.
Yeah.
Five family games included, right?
Yeah, it comes with five games in the box from the Xbox Live Arcade to get you started
right there. Okay.
As well, a bunch of new announcements around things like video marketplace. So you can now download movies, or in the next couple of days, you'll be able to download movies to your Xbox 360.
And this is new for Canada because, you know, our friends to the south, they have no shortage of options to download movies from the internet, video on demand, as we call it. But in Canada, we haven't really had many options. And now, if you have an Xbox 360, you can download not just feature films, but in many cases, high definition feature films.
Yeah, and that's the case here. You'll be able to download either standard def, high def movies like 300, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
300 was awesome. Yeah, great movie. And that's coming in the next week or so.
Yeah.
But you do need a hard drive with your Xbox 360 to store that film, right?
Yeah, that is okay. The way it works.
All right. And one last thing I'd love for you to touch on, for those parents who are concerned about their kids playing a lot, and if they're not around, maybe there's a dual income family or a single parent, I know there's a new feature now with Xbox that puts a limit on their gameplay.
Yeah, with our dashboard update last week, one of the new features that's available on the Xbox 360 is actually parental timer. So you can actually set time limits for the amount of time your kids spend on the console.
So you can say they're allowed to play from, say, 5 till 8 p.m. and that's it?
Correct.
Okay. And you called it a dashboard. That's basically the interface you see when you turn on your Xbox 360. You see that on your screen.
Correct.
Okay. So you download from the internet this newer version, and then that replaces it with some of the new features.
Correct. I mean, and basically all that is, it's sort of the way the system works. It's just you plug it into the internet, it does that automatically. So it's not a lot of work for you.
Okay, great. So we're joined by Ryan Biden this hour for Microsoft to talk about not just Xbox 360 games, but any games that you want to chat about. Let's hear from you. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. But right now the time is 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. It's time to get your game on. We're joined by Ryan Biden from Microsoft to talk about video games this hour. Welcome back to the show, Ryan.
Thank you, Mark.
We have to get to the callers. Not only are we going to answer your questions about which video game should you buy this holiday season for a loved one, or if you want to tell us what your best game of 07 is and why, but we also have some great giveaways. The first person after the 12:30 break is going to win five Windows games. It's Age of Empires 3 and two expansion pack CDs, and Flight Simulator 10 Deluxe Edition with an expansion pack called Acceleration. And then I'll go over again what our final prize pack is just close to 1 o'clock, but it's a 360 prize pack for those who own an Xbox 360. All right, so 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Jane in Thornhill. Hi, Jane.
Hi. I think the best game was Guitar Hero.
Awesome. Why don't you tell our listeners what is so cool about a lot of people have heard of this game series. Guitar Hero 3 was the last one. What do you love about this game?
I don't actually have it, but I have some friends who have it. And I think that the thing that's really intriguing about it is the fact that even if the one person is playing it, everybody else can sit around, you know, from the little three-year-old right up to the senior citizens, and they watch it, and they're absolutely fascinated. It's just as interesting to watch the people who are sitting there taking part as the person who's actually interacting with and playing the game.
Good point, Jane. And let me tell our listeners that you get a guitar-shaped controller that you strap over, you know, it's got a little strap, you put it over your neck just like you would a real guitar, and you plug it into your game console, and the point of the game is that you play guitar with well-known rock songs from yesteryear or some of the more contemporary hits, and you're graded on your performance, and there's a virtual crowd in the audience that can boo you off stage or cheer you on, and you unlock new venues and new songs and new rock star characters that you can play with, and it's just a blast to play. And I'm glad you brought that up, Jane, about it's a very much a social experience. Not only is it fun to play with somebody, but you can also watch somebody and enjoy it as well, which is kind of rare, right? I mean, Ryan, a lot of games are very much solitary experience. One of the new trends this year is social gaming.
Well, yeah, and there's been lots of games that sort of amplify that. So starting with Guitar Hero, and then you get something like Rock Band, where you now get everybody playing on the drums or singing or playing bass or guitar, or a game like Scene It even, where you get four people sitting around or groups of people sitting around going through movie trivia.
Right. And you hit a big buzzer when you think you know the answer, right? And it's not just questions with Scene It, it's also video clips and things like that, right? So that's great, Jane. Thank you very much. Let's go to Lou in Woodbridge. Hey, Lou, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, how you guys doing? Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
I have a question in regards to a controller for the Xbox. I've been a gamer for the last couple of years on PC, but recently bought an Xbox game, and I want to know if there's some sort of an emulator to plug into to the Xbox to simulate the mouse.
Oh, I see.
Well, there's nothing official, unfortunately. You'll have to get used to using the two thumbsticks.
I heard that you can put a mouse in the USB port.
You can use a keyboard.
Okay, okay.
You can use a keyboard for text entry and stuff like that, but unfortunately you can't use a mouse in any of the games.
Now, you say unofficially, officially, no, but there are, maybe what Lou can do is that there might be another controller not made by Microsoft that works with the Xbox 360 that simulates more of a computer experience.
Yeah, I have seen other controller schemes and setups, some that look like a mouse. I haven't seen any in person, but if you have a quick search around the internet, you can probably track something down.
Okay, yeah, so you can Google it there, Luke. Great question, though. Hey, let's go to JR in Newmarket. JR, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thanks for calling in today.
I just want to let you know one of the favorite games of 2007 for me and my family is the Xbox 360 Halo 3. And one of the nice things about it that I really, really enjoy is that I have a lot of nieces and nephews all over the world. And fortunately enough for us, they all have Xbox. And incidentally, last night, all the kids got together from all over, and they were just playing. And one of the neat things about it, if you guys are aware of this fact, Xbox had a lot of trash talk on it. And it is so secure when you have your family and everyone get together from all over and play it. And, you know your kids and everybody's all safe and there's no trash talk. And they all can get together and help each other with the accomplishments and the achievements that one has to do in Xbox. And if you guys... I'm sure you guys know this about the Xbox.
No, and that's great, but some of our listeners don't know that, A, you can play games with family around the world over the internet together, and B, talk with them while you're doing, which is a blast. So you get a little headset when you subscribe to Xbox Live that you wear over your heads because your hands are busy. So this looks like, you know, like a headset you'd wear at the office to talk on the phone, but this lets you talk while play at the same time.
Yep. It gives you in-game voice chat. The other thing is that with Xbox Live, there's actually sort of a messenger service because it does integrate with Windows Live Messenger.
Right.
So you can video chat with your contacts and all that kind of stuff.
I know for $30-odd you can buy something called the Xbox 360 Messenger Kit, which includes a BlackBerry-like keyboard that snaps on the bottom of your controller and lets you type a message if you'd rather do that. But it also comes with a headset if you want to talk as well.
Yeah, and the other thing is, he mentioned trash talking on Xbox Live. There are settings in the console that do allow you to dial that back. So if you don't want to hear other players' voice or anything like that, you can absolutely...
And that's good for parents who don't mind if their kids play online, but they don't want them to communicate with any other, you know, just for safety reasons, or they don't want to have them exposed to swearing, which, you know, as a gamer myself, I know that if the walls had ears, you know, I'd be, you know, someone would think I'm a sailor. So there you go. All right, we're going to take another short break. When we return, we're going to give away our first of two mega prize packs this hour, courtesy of Ryan Biden from Microsoft. And this is for games for Windows titles, Age of Empires 3 and 2 expansion packs, Flight Simulator X, and an expansion pack called Acceleration. Going to the first caller, 416-872-1010. If you're outside of Toronto, give us a holler at 1-800-561-CFRB. *8255 on your cell phone. We're chatting about games this hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for free tips, tools, and articles. New articles this week include holiday craft ideas for the kids using your computer, how to stay in touch with loved ones using a web camera, and how to plan the ultimate New Year's Eve bash. New Year's Eve's bash with Windows Live events. That's Microsoft Home. com. Sounds like I've been dipping a little too much to the eggnog myself. There you go. Both Ryan and I are under weather. Under the weather. My guest is Ryan Biden from Microsoft. You feeling better? When I talk about games, I am. I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I think our next caller is also going to feel pretty good because they're going to win our first of two prize packs courtesy of Microsoft's Games for Windows group. We're going to give away a copy of Age of Empires 3, an award-winning real-time strategy game with two expansion pack CDs that extends the gameplay even further into two new eras. One is Asian Dynasties, and the other one's called The War Chiefs. They're also going to get Flight Simulator X, an award-winning flight simulator, commercial aviation flight sim game, and an expansion pack called Acceleration, which gives you little mini-challenges, helicopter rides, new locations like Istanbul and other really cool exotic locations. Lots of gameplay here. The only caveat is that you need a computer that runs the latest version of Windows, and you're good to go. After we give this away, I'll tell you a bit about our last prize pack going away to the last caller before 1 o'clock. Our theme today is great games of 07, your favorite video games, not just for kids anymore. Remember the stereotypical gamer of a 13-year-old boy in his parents' basement? You know, that's just not the case. The average age of a game player, believe it or not, is 31 years old, according to the Entertainment Software Association. And this year, we've seen the rise of many other sort of demographics not traditionally associated with games. More girls are playing games than ever before. You know, sometimes they're tied to, you know, maybe a Hannah Montana game or a High School Musical game. And other times they're just picking up the kind of games that guys like. Okay. We're seeing more adults playing games, you know, on their downtime, maybe on their cell phone or on their computer or on their PC when they come home on their TV when they come home from work. And seniors are playing these brain age games. I was sitting, no word of a lie, Ryan, I was sitting on an airplane this summer, and beside me, a little old lady, when the light came off that said, you know, it's now safe to use approved portable electronics, whatever, she must have been at least 80 years old, pulled out a Nintendo DS gaming system out of her purse and started playing Sudoku and other brain age games. And I thought that was great.
Yeah.
So it's been a great year for games.
Well, no, absolutely. And I think it's one of those hobbies that I know we've known about for a long time, and it's great to see a lot of other people who may not have been as into it as we were starting to get into it.
And my parents love watching us play Rock Band and Guitar Hero, which is a lot of fun. Anybody who likes music, they're going to like those kinds of games. 416-872-1010. If you want to ask questions about what to buy this holiday season, or if you want to tell me and Ryan your favorite game of 07 and why, if you're outside of Toronto, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. The person who's going to win the first prize pack is Derek from Ajax. Congratulations, Derek. You've got these five games, bud.
Thank you.
All right. Do you have a question, or you want to tell us your favorite game of the year?
Well, I'm just going to say Metroid Prime DS. Metroid Prime Hunters for the Nintendo DS.
Right, for the portable gaming system. You liked it. So what did you like about it? Is it because it's one of the first 3D shooters for that portable system?
Yeah, like the graphics are great. I can play online, Wi-Fi, whenever.
Do you play on the bus, at home?
Or just wherever the Wi-Fi. It's a great portable shooter. I can just take with me anywhere whenever I'm bored.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Nintendo DS gaming system. It's about $129, and there's like more than 450 titles now, and something for everyone. Evidently, Derek really likes Metroid Prime Hunters, which is a game played from a first-person perspective, which is kind of neat on a portable gaming system.
Yeah, it's one that you don't see a lot of.
Yeah. So, Derek, I just put you on hold. You won our first prize pack consisting of 5 Windows games. Thank you, Ryan, for providing those. Here's what we're going to do to the last caller before 1 p.m. And hang on the line, by the way, if you're on hold, because you know how it works. It's a popular show. You may be the last caller, even if you're just dialing in now. Here's what we're going to do. If you're 17 years and older, you're going to win a copy of Mass Effect and Halo 3, two of the most critically acclaimed video games of 2007, both of which are for the Xbox 360 platform. Those are rated M for mature, so they're not ideal for those under 17 because of some violence, because it is these are shooting games. Now, if you are under 17, we're going to give 3 other Xbox 360 games instead. One is called Viva Pinata Party Animals, based on the popular kids show. Project Gotham Racing 4, which is my favorite racing game of this year. Amazing car racing game, and you can also ride motorbikes as well. And Zenit, which comes with 4 handheld controllers with a big yellow button on the top so you can press when you want to buzz in. It's a trivia game that has lots of multimedia to it. And those are all for the Xbox 360. So you need an Xbox 360 to win this prize pack, or if you plan on buying one, you know, obviously you're set. But if you don't have an Xbox 360, sorry, that's, you know, who's going to get the last prize pack. So that's going to go to our last caller before 1 p.m. The number is to tell us your favorite game of the year, or if you have questions about buying a video game for someone on your gift list, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. Ryan, let me ask you your favorite game of 2007.
My favorite game, probably Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed, another Canadian-made game, this time out of Ubisoft Montreal. Yeah. What's cool about it?
One of the things that I really like about it, so I tend to be more of an explorer player. I like sort of the whole experience, not so much the challenge. Love the beautifully rendered scenes. Graphics are absolutely fantastic.
It takes place in the 12th century, right?
Ostensibly, yes.
That's right. Oh, I know. I've played it, so I know why you're saying that. We won't give away the secret. But let's just say it does take place in the year 1191, I believe.
Yeah.
And you get to roam through authentically recreated cities like Jerusalem and you get to
Damascus.
And you get to play as an assassin, and your targets are 9 disciples, I believe, that are causing the conflict of the Third Crusade.
Yep. Okay. And I mean, it's fantastic. It's a very methodical game in terms of planning and scoping out your attacks, and just fantastic.
And the graphics are just jaw-dropping. Yep. Unbelievable. Let's go to Neil in Etobicoke. Neil, I'm sorry to win the grand prize, but hoping you can share with us your favorite game of the year.
No problem. My favorite game of the year is Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass.
Yeah, awesome game. And that's also for the Nintendo DS portable system.
Yeah, that is a great game.
Yep. I like it because you can use the Nintendo DS stylus to create pathways. And basically it's a leave-over from the Wind Waker game, which was one of my favorites, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a sequel to Wind Waker for the GameCube. And you're right about the DS stylus. So the Nintendo DS, the DS stands for dual screen, as some of our listeners may know, and the bottom of which is touch sensitive. So you can use your fingertip or a little stylus pen that snaps into the back. And with Zelda, yeah, you can draw the path of your boomerang, and that's how you solve a lot of the puzzles. Mm-hmm. Hey, Neil, listen, we got a surprise for you, buddy.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a copy of Bejeweled 2 and Zuma Deluxe. These are 2 puzzle games that are rated E for everyone for the computer.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. So don't hang up. We're going to get your we're going to tell you how to pick up these prize packs. You got that, Dwayne? Jill? Thanks, guys. So our friend Neil didn't come out empty-handed after all. But we do have a fantastic prize pack to the last caller just before 1 p.m. It's a bunch of Xbox 360 games. You're going to love it. And you can buy now a console for as low as $299. Yep. And for $399, you get the regular Xbox 360 with the 20-gig hard drive.
Correct.
And for $499 is the Elite Xbox, which is black, and it's got a 120-gigabyte hard drive, much bigger, and high-definition output cables, right?
Yep.
Actually, the $299 one has HDMI port as well.
Yeah, so they all have HDMI ports now.
Oh, do they? Okay, yep. Okay. And that means basically HDMI, I'm not going to explain what that means, but in a nutshell, it's just better quality video and audio if you have a high-definition television. All right, 1240, which means we got to take another break. Is it time we're going to come back after the commercial? Or we're going to go right? Okay, let's do it. It is time. It is 1240, rather. It is time for the CFRB Pizza Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. We are chatting about video games this hour. We're joined by Ryan Biden from Microsoft. Welcome back to the show, Ryan.
Thank you, Mark.
We're taking your calls, telling us, you tell us what your favorite games of 2007 are. And, or if you have a, you know, we haven't had this question yet this hour, but if you're buying a video game for someone this holiday season, for Hanukkah, for Christmas, what have you, if you have questions about what is appropriate for a certain age or a certain type of gamer, we'd love to offer up some advice. Video games do make perfect stocking stuffers, in my opinion. You can reach us at 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. The last caller is going to win an Xbox 360 prize pack, a bunch of games for that popular console. But we're taking calls about any game. It does not need to just be about Xbox 360 titles. So let's jump right into the calls again. Ryan, is that good for you?
Let's go.
Let's start with Ray in Belleville. Hey, Ray, thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning. I'm looking to get a system for my kids. They're 10, 8, and 6 years old. And I'm looking, you know, to find something that's appropriate for them at this age. I'm not into games myself, so mm-hmm. I'm kind of illiterate in that. In that sense, so any advice that you guys would have would be appreciated.
And I'm sure it's something you're going to want to like. You're going to want to enjoy anyways. It's not just for the kids, even though you say you're not gaming illiterate.
I don't have enough time, it seems.
I hear you. Ryan?
I mean, I think obviously I'm biased, but Xbox 360 is a great choice. I mean, we do have over 400 games available, and they do appeal to a wide variety of audience. I mean, more mm-hmm. than half of those are E or T rated, so they'll absolutely be acceptable for the kids. The other obvious choice is the Nintendo Wii.
Right. So the Wii is great for younger kids. Some would argue with me that it's also great for adults as well, and that's legitimate. But I've found in a lot of my playtesting throughout the year that kids tend to gravitate to it a lot more, and that's a great system for little kids. The ages that your kids are at, they're kind of in the middle, whereas, you know, they may want to gravitate to a machine that will give them a number of years and sort of grow into it with, you know, T-rated titles that are ideal for 13 and older. So I would think the Xbox 360 might be a better choice. And, you know, this day and age, a lot of the games are available for multiple systems, too. You know, a lot of the games are available for more than one. For example, Guitar Hero 3 is available for a bunch of different consoles, so... But okay. I would probably go with the Xbox 360. If you add 3 and 4 and 5 year olds, then I would probably say a Nintendo Wii. But that's a really good question. Let's go to Paul in Markham. Hey Markham, Paul. Hi Markham.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for calling, Paul. Happy Sunday.
happy Sunday to you. Listen, I was thinking of getting an Xbox system, and I know there's it starts at the basic and it goes to the elite, but. The hard drives, now, can you rent a game and just download it onto a hard drive and play it for, I guess, forever?
So Ryan, maybe let me rephrase it. Do you need the hard drive to save your progress in the game, or is there other reasons?
So you don't necessarily need a hard drive to save your progress. There are memory units available, and
they look like a little memory stick, kind of.
Yeah, it looks like a little USB key, essentially. And they are available, and actually the arcade console comes with one. So you can save your progress in games on that. You can download arcade games and save them to your memory unit. If you start thinking about wanting to download demos and trailers and videos and that kind of stuff, then you'll definitely want to get a hard drive.
But you can always add on to it after.
Okay, so that's mainly what the 120-gig hard drive on the Elite system would be used for, saving movies and things like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh. If you're the Elite is really for a media enthusiast, so somebody's going to be downloading high def movies and wants to get all that content.
So I would go with the $299 Xbox 360 arcade console, and then you get a memory unit with it so you can at least save your progress, because no one wants to start the game all the way from the beginning again. And then add on a hard drive, if you like, after that. All right, so let's go to who's been waiting the longest. I think it's been Carlos in Richmond Hill. Carlos, thanks for calling today.
Hi. My kids are kind of a little bit behind usually on the games, or have been anyway. So this year they will be most likely getting an Xbox. Now, just like the caller before, the age ranges for me are 7, 12, and 14. And so for Xbox, maybe the short question is there a game that that those three kids can play? Any recommendations?
Yeah, so what I would recommend, this is Mark here, Carlos, I would recommend Rock Band, which is my favorite game of the year. This game, it's a little bit pricey, it's $169, but you get a drum kit with it and real drumsticks, a guitar, a microphone, and a 4-in-1 USB hub that lets you connect all these instruments at the same time. And what it does is it's built on the concept of Guitar Hero, where you play along with popular rock songs, and by pressing the right button or hitting the right drum pad at the correct time. And with Rock Band, you get the complete band experience that all three of your kids can play at the same time, and they can swap instruments. You can even add a second guitar, and one person plays bass and one person plays guitar. You can even jam over the internet with friends in another city playing the same songs. So it's a great Xbox 360 or PS3 game that I would recommend. My favorite of the year, especially if they like music, Carlos. So that's what I would recommend, because that way they can all play at the same time.
Yeah, you know, it's actually funny you mentioned, because we had not much to do, and as a family, we're kind of around the family room doing the Guitar Hero, and one of my kids mentioned Rock Band.
Yeah,
I actually thought he was kidding, because I thought, wouldn't it be great if there was a game like that?
It is amazing. Unfortunately, in Canada, it's still out. It's not out yet. I think it's December 18th, another week.
Yeah,
or
not
so.
17th. So.
My house, needless to say, has been very popular with the kids in our neighborhood over the past few weeks, because I do have Rock Band set up, and you know, it's the buzz of the town in my community. Like, oh, Mark's got the Rock Band set up.
Yes, I'm still waiting.
Oh, you don't have. Oh, well, anytime, Ryan. When you're feeling better, you come on over and bring your Kleenex. I can use them too, and we'll let the kids play. But Rock Band's a lot of fun. A little bit tricky on the drums. But, you know, once you play it for a couple minutes, you get the hang of it. All right, we've got to take another short break. When we return, more about video games. And, we'll give away soon our Xbox 360 bundle. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for free tips, tools, and hundreds of articles. New articles this week include holiday craft ideas for the kids using your computer, how to stay in touch with loved ones using web cameras, and how to plan the ultimate New Year's Eve bash with programs like Windows Live Events. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Speaking of Microsoft, we've got Ryan Biden in the studio. He is the gaming guru for Canada. Welcome back to the show, Ryan.
Thanks, Mark.
We are taking your calls. You're telling us what your favorite games of 2007 are and why. Ryan's favorite is Assassin's Creed from Ubisoft in Montreal, playable on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. My favorite game of the year is not out yet in Canada. One more week. It's called Rock Band. And it's available for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 2, and PlayStation 3. We'd love to turn the mic to you and ask you what your favorites are. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. The last caller of the day before 1 p.m. is going to win an Xbox 360 prize pack. Let's go to Lucy on the line. Hey, Lucy, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi. I need the... My husband would like to have the Call of Duty 4.
Yep, great game.
And, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I said it's a great game. That just came out.
Yeah, he loves them, and it came out on to play on the PC now.
Mm-hmm.
But it says that I need a video card 9800 Pro or better.
Yes, so some of these games, Lucy, do require a pretty serious video card, because the graphics are getting so photorealistic that it requires a video card that you can upgrade yourself if you're savvy enough to do it or take it somewhere. So that's, I think, referring to an NVIDIA video card.
Okay. And do you have an idea how much that would cost?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Lucy. This is what I want to do. I don't want to tell you to buy something more than you need and spend unnecessary money. So, do you have email?
Yes, I do.
Okay, my email address is techtalk@cfrb.com. Shoot me an email, techtalk, T-E-C-H-T-A-L-K. I'm going to find out the exact minimum system requirements for Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare from Activision, and I'll let you know if your PC can handle it, and if not, how much a video card should be for that. Ryan, is the game out for the Xbox 360 yet?
It is.
Okay, it is. So that's always the good an advantage of buying something for the consoles. You don't have to worry about upgrading your hardware. You know that if it's out for that system, it'll play on that system. So, and that's rated M for mature, by the way, for players 17 and older. Let's go to Mayur in Stouffville. Hi, Mayur.
Hi, how are you doing, Mark?
Fine, thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you guys, too. A quick question. I've got the Xbox 360 hooked up to the big screen, right?
Yep.
We are a Bravia system. Mm-hmm. Is there a long-term effect on that, or...?
Okay, so Bravia is LCD, so there's no burn-in issues, unlike some plasma televisions, especially older plasma televisions, where leaving a static image on the screen for a long time could result in what's called a phosphor burn-in problem, where, you know, that could damage the life of the screen. But with Bravia, Sony's technology is LCD-based, so there should not be any long-term effects there, right?
No, no issues whatsoever.
Okay, our last caller and winner of the Xbox 360 prize pack is Guy from North York. Congratulations, Guy.
Thank you.
Your favorite game of the year, sir?
Definitely BioShock.
Okay, so now by asking you that question, and I love that game, by the way, you sound like you're over 17.
Yeah, definitely. I picked up the 360 when I got back into gaming.
Yeah.
And definitely an adult-orientated game. Got amazing graphics, amazing gameplay, definitely for the older crowd.
Yeah, and the reason why I asked you, not only because, BioShock is rated M for mature, but we're giving you Mass Effect and Halo 3, which are both rated M as well, and I wanted to just ensure that you were old enough to play it. I'm not going to card you, but congratulations on that. BioShock is one of my favorite games of the year as well. It's in my top three, and it's this sci-fi story where there's like a plane crash into the ocean, and you discover this secret underwater world that was abandoned in the early 40s, and you unlock this really cool story, and it's so atmospheric. You've played it, Ryan?
Yeah, that's one of the things about BioShock. It's just the fantastic atmosphere of the game is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, and the storyline and the dialogue is just an amazing single-player experience. Guy, we're going to put you on hold. You've won Mass Effect and Halo 3. A big thank you to Ryan Biden from Microsoft for coming by today.
Anytime.
And we are going to keep these giveaways for next week, Ryan. We've got Xbox 360 games for you, Project Gotham Racing 4, Viva Pinata, Party Animals, and Seen It, which comes not just with the game, but the four controllers. So with your permission, I'm going to hold on to this till next week.
All right.
Our listeners will love it. Thanks again, Ryan, for coming on the show. Now, coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, we've got Heather Hodgson. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you.
What's on tap for today?
Well, I've got a few things on tap. We're going to be talking to Dr. Ivan Meisner right off the top of the show about that stressful holiday gift-giving time and how to avoid those commission-happy sales reps.
Uh-huh.
Then we're going to talk a little bit about commuting. We're going to discuss charities and how they manipulate you and your wallet. And finally, we're going to finish up with a doorman who was suspended for halitosis and what we think about that.
All right. There you go. Bad breath, losing your job. All right. Thanks, Heather. Great stuff coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB after 1 p.m. Thank you to Dwayne Bishop and to Jill Malbouf. Great job, guys, as always. Next Sunday on News Talk 1010, we're going to talk about, on Tech Talk, rather, we're going to talk about web cameras and how they can help keep you and your family together with free video chats over the internet with some webcam giveaways and video games as well. Stay tuned for Heather Hodgson coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.